We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it is the Baltimore Ravens. We have almost reached the exact midway point of the midday draft, the midday mock draft here. Rick Hamlin, John Michaels in the Kia Studios on the home of the Falcons. And we have Paul Mittermeier from WBAL Radio and covers the Ravens on a regular basis. Paul, good afternoon. Thanks for joining Rick and John here in Atlanta.
Hey, guys, anytime. What's going on?
Ah, we're chilling, man, chilling. Just talking football, talking Ravens. And I want to ask you, John and I talk all the time with Falcons fans about Ryan, and there's people totally behind Matt Ryan. There's people, no matter what he does, that just don't like Matt Ryan. And so it's a huge conversation here in Atlanta. I want you to take us to the conversation in Baltimore and D.C. and just that whole area over there about Joe Flacco. Is he still in good standing with the Ravens Nation or not?
It depends on who you talk to. there's some that love Joe Flacco. There's some that just want to get rid of him. It's crazy because, you know, the one thing that I think the bad rap that Joe Flacco gets is that, look, bottom line, he doesn't put up big numbers, and that's, you know, that's what fans want to see. But I think what the guy does is he's all in on wanting to win regardless of what the situation is. And, you know, when you're ahead 20-0 in the fourth quarter, you're not slinging the ball around. You're running the football. And so, you know, he's – the bottom line about Joe Flacco is he's a very good quarterback. He can make all the throws. He's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Ben Roethlisberger. He doesn't do those kind of things. But – if you want to win football games and you have a good football team around him, he will win you a lot of football games. And when his career is all said and done, the numbers will show that. They won't show him throwing for the most yardage. They won't show him throwing for the most touchdown passes. But he is all in on winning.
Paul, one of the things I thought Baltimore did a great job last year was finding Alex Collins and featuring him, 973 yards on the ground. Do you think he can be the feature guy going forward, or does he fall in line with some of the other feature backs for the Ravens who were one-year wonders?
I think he has a good shot, too. The thing that's pretty impressive about what he was able to accomplish last year was he did it behind kind of a patchwork line. And remember, the Ravens only got two games out of the best player on their football team, Marshall Yanda, who's probably a Hall of Famer. They had to put together a patchwork line, and still, Collins was able to get the job done. He was able to break tackles. I think Pro Football Focus featured him as one of the best runners after contact in the NFL. So he's got a shot too. Obviously, what you did last year doesn't translate and never means it's what you're going to do, but I think he has a shot, especially, you know, if Yanda comes back healthy and they get Alex Lewis back, who was another guy kind of under the radar. He missed the entire season. He was a young player they were really high on and wasn't able to play last year.
We've got Paul Mittermeier from WBAL Radio in Baltimore. We're talking about the Ravens, and Paul is going to make the Ravens pick at number 16 here in just a moment. And I got to be honest, I had Alex Collins in fantasy football last year, and he didn't exceed my expectations as a pickup off the waiver wire. He blew my expectations out of the water. He was terrific last year, faster than you think he'd be, stronger than you think he'd be. I just was really, really impressed. And I think he's going to be in the NFL for a long time, as long as he stays healthy. Is he the guy in the Baltimore backfield, or are we still talking about Buck Allen and Kenneth Dixon, and might this team take a running back in the draft, or are they riding with Alex Collins as their workhorse guy?
Well, they'll probably take a running back in the draft. I think to start the season, Alex Collins will be the guy. Buck Allen's a pretty good running back and is a very good third down back. And I think he continues to get better. Word that I've heard with Kenny Dixon is that he's possibly a little bit out of shape at this point. He missed the entire season last year with the injury. He was going to be suspended anyway for the first four games. So we'll see how that plays out with him, because the bottom line was, when you looked at Kenny Dixon, you thought the explosiveness, the ability to you know, break away from players. And if he's not in shape at this point, we'll see how that plays. But, you know, guys, getting back to Alex Collins for a second, the thing that impressed me most, when the Ravens picked him up last year, I went back and looked at his Arkansas tape. And, man, this kid was unbelievable in college. And you start to think to yourself, well, how in the world did the Seahawks give up on him? And then, you know, he had a couple of issues early on with fumbling, but somehow, some way, he straightened those out. But to answer your question, yeah, I think he has a shot to be the guy here in Baltimore in 2018.
You know, you talked about Joe Flacco and not putting up huge numbers. I think a lot of that had to do with your receivers, quite frankly, have not been very good for a long time. They addressed that a little bit with Michael Crabtree in the offseason. Is that still a position of need come draft day?
Yes, always. Ever since the Ravens have been here in Baltimore, they just have never been able to work the magic in the draft as far as wide receivers go. You know, they made some great signings, obviously. Anquan Boldin was a great signing in free agency. You know, the closest thing they've gotten to success in the draft, probably, you know, when you look at the who they've picked up, was Torrey Smith. And, you know, he was successful for them for a while. But the answer to your question is yes. And I think, you know, they kind of admitted this year, too, that maybe you have to look at a situation where maybe we take multiple receivers in a draft, maybe a second-round pick, maybe a first-round pick, and then go fourth, fifth, or sixth round and get another receiver that maybe can fit the bill here in Baltimore.
Second round, Anthony Miller out of Memphis. Line it up, lock it up, book it. He's Steve Smith 2.0. Steve Smith, of course, former Raven. I love that dude. Just a suggestion. We have Paul Mittermeier on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's going to make the Ravens pick here in just a second. He's with WBAL Radio. And Robert Griffin III lives as a Raven. Is he a lock to make the week one roster?
No, absolutely not. The Ravens will probably I don't envision the Ravens drafting a quarterback in the first round. I definitely don't think that's going to happen. They'll probably go out and get one late in one of the later rounds. But no, I don't think RG3 has a spot locked up at all. He's going to have to prove himself. You know, Josh Woodrum, who's the other backup here in Baltimore, played pretty well in the preseason last year. But here's the thing. If you go back, Robert Griffin III, I think it's a mutual thing between the Ravens and him. If you look at the Ravens, they needed a veteran quarterback, somebody that they take a risk on. 1 year, $1 million is not a big deal. Think about this, though, for Robert Griffin III. If he wants to really get back in the league, okay, Marty Morningweg's the offensive coordinator here in Baltimore. You go back to 2010, Marty Morningweg was the guy that resurrected Michael Vick's career after he came back from the suspension in the NFL. So I know for a fact that Robert Griffin is anxious to work with Marty Morningweg.
Paul, when you look at Baltimore, notoriously you guys have played great defense. And you were kind of middle of the road a year ago, had some really good games, had some poor games. But you're relying on Terrell Suggs to get the majority of your pass rush pressure, 11 sacks at seemingly about 110 years old. Can they go into another season without addressing to get more help for Terrell Suggs?
They're definitely going to look at that. They've got some young guys that have really come on. Matt Judon played well last year. The kid, Tim Williams from Alabama, his rookie year last year, didn't have the year they were hoping for, but he's a rookie. We'll see how much he develops and how much he grows. But, yeah, they have to address that. There's no question about it. And as much as the Ravens talk about their defense, and as much as the perception is around the league that the Ravens' offense is struggles at times, you know, the last 2 years they missed the playoffs, and the two biggest plays responsible were the game in Pittsburgh in 2016 where the offense went ahead in Pittsburgh on Christmas Day and the defense allowed a touchdown in the last 2 minutes, and then 4th and 12 last year after the offense gave them the lead in the fourth quarter, they gave up 4th and 12 to lose the game to the Bengals last year. So the defense has been good, but the problem has been they haven't had guys that made plays at key times to win games. And the other problem they've had is when you look at Jimmy Smith, who was their first-round draft pick in 2011, when he's on the field, they were a totally different defense than when he's missed time. And over the last 2 or 3 years, he's missed the end of seasons, which has really hurt them defensively and probably has cost them playoff spots.
Wow. I mean, this Ravens team has a lot of needs, my man. You know, inside linebacker. And I know I'm not like breaking news for you. I know you know this team even a lot better than I do. But I've done my analysis as well. This team has a lot of needs. I'm actually mocking Rashad Evans of Alabama to Baltimore at number 16. He is still available in our midday mock draft. We're going to get that pick from you in just a second. But tight end is, to me, a blinking light of a glaring need for this team when you look at Nick Boyle, Max Williams, a bust out of my alma mater, Minnesota. Terrible pick by Baltimore. Are you thinking about tight end here at 16? Would you entertain an Andrews or a Hayden Hurst or a Gesicki mid-second round? Where are you at with tight end in the Ravens?
Yeah, I would think that you may be able to come back in the second round and make a decision on a wide receiver or a tight end at this point. I don't think any of those guys are middle first round worthy as far as making a selection goes. Now, and the Ravens, and got to remember this too, the Ravens have never really done a big part of reaching to fill a need. Their philosophy has always been get the best player for your football team, the best player that's on the board, because eventually that will work out for you. So I don't see them reaching in the middle of the first round to draft a tight end. Now, I will say this to you guys. I would be probably more shocked if they stayed at 16 in this draft. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they moved down and moved out of the 16 spot if they can find anybody to trade with. It was interesting at the draft luncheon this year, the team admitted that they were really close last year to either bumping out of 16 up or down. They were almost going to do it either way. And it wouldn't surprise me if they did that again this year.
All right, Paul, you know the picks that are off the board. Calvin Ridley was the pick right before you to the Arizona Cardinals. So we put you on the clock now with the 16th pick of the draft, the midday mock draft here in Atlanta. Paul, you're selecting who for the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, I'm going to select offensive tackle Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame. I'm intrigued by the fact you could put McGlinchey together with Ronnie Stanley and have two tackles from Notre Dame who were teammates previously. When those two played together at Notre Dame their last year, the Stanley was there. They had the best offensive season ever for Notre Dame that year. The Ravens love to build offense and defensive lines, and I think this helps them tremendously, especially with depth on the offensive line, considering they lost three players there last year during the season. They won't have that issue this year if they get a guy like McGlinchey, a tackle. They'll have great depth at that offensive line.
Paul, great pick, dude.
Great stuff as always, and we'd love to catch up with you as we get closer to the season.
Anytime, guys. Just let me know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.